Good afternoon, and thank you very much for continuing to join us as we continue our extended news at noon here with WISR 680. Tracy Morgan here with you. And as we've been doing, and we want to be committed to doing this, we want to make sure that we continue bringing you interviews of the great professionals that are around our area. And today we have the Butler Ambulance Service with us. Gene Troyan is joining me by phone. He's the Director of Operations. And I wanted to make sure that we not only applaud the folks that are at the Butler Health System, but applaud and recognize those people who are out there in the front lines, police officers, firefighters, and the ambulance services as well. So, Gene, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate your time. I know you all are busy, but I appreciate you being here.
Sure thing. Thank you for calling.
So I have a lot of questions for you, and I thank you for being as open as you can. I'm not going to ask about any particular specific situation. I'm sure you have to abide by HIPAA laws as well. But let me ask you this first, so we don't panic anyone. Have you had any crew member stay at home or self-quarantine, or you don't have anybody affected or exposed at this point as far as you know?
No, we do not. We've been taking all the precautions to prevent that to the best of our ability. And at this point in time, no, we have not had any quarantined exposure.
And that's an interesting question to be asking you, because you all, your group and the other ambulance groups that are out there, are the people who are transporting some folks to the hospital. I'm not saying those folks that are being transported are positive or not. All that testing and that process would have to go through. But let me ask you what goes through your mind whenever you're out there working, because this is your job. I know you love your job, but what goes through your mind?
Well, number one is safety. We need to make sure that we're protecting ourselves, and we don't know what's in front of us when we get to that call. So the number one part of it is your self-protection.
And so what, I know there's so much more to that. I know it's a loaded question to ask you. What else goes through your mind? Because, I mean, here's a question that I've seen a lot of other reporters do, and I picked up on this just yesterday when I was watching a report. And it was a doctor who was saying, I do my job because it's my job and I love it, but then I have a family at home as well.
Yes, that's correct. And every healthcare provider that's out there is doing this because that's what they wanted to do. That was their passion. And so we have to protect ourselves, you know, going out there on that call, not knowing if the person has symptoms or if they're actually having an episode of the coronavirus. So we do have, number one, self-protection, but then what can we do for them? What do we need to do to get them the proper care?
Well, let me ask you about your staff still. Again, what is it that you're doing to protect yourself? Do you use PPE? Do you need PPE? How is that situation for the ambulance service?
Yes. So we follow the CDC guidelines of what PPE is to be used on what situation of the type of call. We do have the equipment available to us at this point in time. And so all of our crews are trained in how to use the PPE for their protection.
So tell me what somebody in my shoes, and I'll just say a member of the public, how do you handle that when you're going into someone's home or a situation and your workers are protected and you have the masks? Is that what you wear? Okay. And so then I'm seeing that come towards me. I know you're doing a great job. Hats off to you. I applaud you for doing that. But now, as a member of the public, that makes me a little nervous. You know, I'm already anxious as it is. You know, what if I am sick? What if I'm not sick? And now you all are protecting yourself. I don't want to give you anything, but I don't know if I mean, there's a lot of anxiety that's going through a person's mind. How do you help the public reduce the anxiety while you're doing your job?
The fortunate side of it is there's so much media out there that I think a lot of the public understands the severity of it. Some of them maybe not taking it as serious as they should. As we approach a patient, we automatically hand them a mask on all calls, regardless of what the type of the complaint is, and we ask them to place that mask on their face. If it is screened positive as a question, and the three big questions are, do you have a cough, do you have difficulty breathing, the additional then is, have you been exposed to possibly somebody with the virus, was a fourth one, and the temperature. Do you currently have a temperature? If that is a positive test, then that's when our crew places masks on themselves. Our initial contact is we have it on the patient to start with.
I see.
And I think it's just now is becoming today's way. BMS agencies are practicing that all across the nation.
Would you ever get to the point that your crew is putting the mask on immediately? Because we've been understanding that this virus can last on objects or surfaces for some time. So if your folks are going into an environment that's unknown to them, and they're placing the mask respectfully on the patient first, or they're giving it to the patient first, would you ever put the mask on first to keep your folks safe?
And actually, that has just recently started. The 911 center here, Butler County, has been helping us out by doing those screening questions prior to us even arriving.
Okay.
And if any of their questions have flagged positive, they will notify us, and then our crews will enter that residence already prepared.
Gene, have you cut back on any kind of services at this point? I know society is supposed to be socially distancing, but you have a job to do and an important job to do. Have you cut back on any kind of service?
We have not intentionally cut back. We have noticed, of course, a lot of the non-emergency type of care that's out there, doctor's offices, and any type of clinic or treatment area, they have restricted their patient contact. So for us, that's a lot of a reduced number of our non-emergency transfers. Our emergency staff, we are still running exact as we always have. We need to be there. We don't know when the next emergency is going to happen.
So what would you ask the public to do at this time? And it's not only about the public safety, but your safety. So it's a two-way street here. But what would you ask as the Butler Ambulance Service? What would you ask of the public right now?
They need to honor the guidelines that have been put in place, not only by the state of Pennsylvania, but nationwide. They need to stay at home. Don't travel unless necessary. Use their 6-foot social distancing practice. If for all mild symptoms, contact their physician. Only call 911 if it's a more serious symptom or problem that they're having. When our ambulance does arrive, give us some workspace, because that is for our protection along with their protection. Honoring that 6-foot area will really help us out. We go into a house, there's a lot of panic, sometimes a real critical emergency patient, but we still need that workspace.
We're talking with Gene Troyan. He's the Director of Operations with the Butler Ambulance Service, and we just wanted to make sure that we talk to all first responders. And I think it's natural that when we hear about the situation and we think first responders or the medical professionals, we think of the hospital, and we should, you know, granted we should. But there are so many individuals, Gene, just like you, that are really on the front lines, because I don't think that we remember you're transporting a lot of people. So I just want to say thank you for what you do, but I want to get back to your staff for a moment, because let me ask you about you maybe with your staff. How do you keep your staff going? As a manager, whether you're in a healthcare field or not, I think it's important to keep your staff going and upbeat and still trying to work every single day, but you're in an even greater heightened state of anxiety, stress, but you control it well. You know, I mean, that we're human beings, and that's kind of the case. So you, as a manager, how do you handle your team at this point to keep them going, keep keep doing your jobs?
We keep them informed as much as possible. We talk to them. Every day there is a shift meeting, so anything that's new is given to them for information. We talk about all the changes and procedures that could possibly be in the future, and we provide them with the proper protective equipment, you know, based on the guidelines. If that changes, we present that to them. We also have an in-house stress management team that can give the employees resources to talk about any stressful incidents or just future thoughts that may be bothering them.
I think something we talked about before we started our conversation I think it's very natural for a lot of people to be in this way. And I've said this before on this program. I've said it on this radio station. I'm a creature of habit. And boy, I love a routine. And right now, there's no routine. There's just never a routine for, well, for us in the station, but for you guys as well. It just seems like this changes all the time, every day. And it just feels like once you get a routine down, more information comes your way and you've got to switch it again. Is that what you all go through? I shouldn't speak for you, but is that what you go through as well?
Yes, daily. It's just, you know, with this situation, you can't script this. It's every day is something different. So that's with our verbal communication with our crews of here's what I heard today. This is the new procedure that's going to start effective this afternoon. We just keep them up to date.
And how do you handle the anxiety, the frustration? You can speak either from your staff, or how does your staff handle the public? Because, again, I will go from I'll just say experience. I'll admit it. You know, once you get through this so many weeks, you start getting a little snippy. You know, you start getting anxious. You start getting frustrated. And so some people do anyway. And so when you're out there trying to help individuals, try to keep them healthy, trying to transport them to the hospital, I'm assuming you're running into some people who are very frustrated and get a little snippy with you. So how again, do you handle that with the public, and what do you ask of the public at this time?
Our guys and girls that are working here are very professional, and they have been doing an awesome job. They actually understand that the stress level is out there for those who don't know what is around the corner, the same as us, but they've been handling it very well. If they can just work with us. We're trying to do the best that we can. We're in a stressful situation also. We understand that they're under a stressful situation, whatever their emergency is at that time. But just working with us and understanding that we also have a job to do and we need to protect ourselves.
Gene Troyan with the Butler Ambulance Service, of course, he's the director of operations there. Gene, can you tell me how often that you clean your equipment that you use or the rigs that you have? How often are those cleaned?
Our procedures at this point in time, at the start of every shift, the vehicles are completely decontaminated, front, back, top to bottom, inside out. And then all equipment used at any point in time that has come in contact or has been used in the area of a patient is cleaned, disinfected after every use.
Now, you say that you have supplies, you have equipment, but what can we do to help you? The society, the community, Butler County, what do you need? What can we do for you? Because, again, you know, we're trying to figure out how do we, as we're sitting at home, help those medical professionals, and you all are great medical professionals in what you do. How can we help you? What do you need?
The big thing right now is masks. There's two types of masks that are being used. The basic surgical mask we are using for patient contact, recommended by the CDC. Masks for our staff have an N95 rating. We cannot purchase them right now. What supply we have is all that we have. We do not think that it's going to make us all the way through the end of this. None of our vendors are able to sell us anything. Everything's back ordered.
We've talked to the hospital as well, and they also explained the mask situation, where there are different masks for different conditions, issues, situations. The reason I say that is, and I don't want to knock anybody's effort of trying to make masks. I don't. That's not my point in this. But when I ask you this, if people are making masks at home and they're very, you know, with a good heart trying to help out, are those the masks that are okay for you to use, or you say you need the N95?
That is correct. Those masks are not able to be used solely by themselves because they do not have the N95 rating to keep out the small particulates. What we have had some of those delivered to us, and we're very grateful for it. We do have some masks that have the capabilities of some reuse, and so the projection for us in the future, if we get to that point, which we probably will without additional supplies coming in, is we will use those homemade masks to help protect our certified mask from becoming becoming contaminated.
Do you need any food at this point? Do you need any meals at this point? What do your crews need in that way?
We've had a few offers. Individuals have dropped off some food here. There's not a food shortage, and our guys and girls, they do pretty good about taking care of themselves. It's always we respect anybody that and appreciate anybody that has offered to do anything like that for us, but by no means were we asking for that. The supplies are probably our biggest.
Okay, the supplies. Okay. Let me ask you a couple of other questions, and then I'll let you go. Again, Gene Troyan, the Director of Operations with the Butler, Ambulance Service. And Gene, I know you love your job. I know you all love your jobs. Even though it's stressful right now, you love your jobs. Paint the picture for us. Give us the snapshot, if you will, of the joy of this job. Why do you all love doing this job?
Just like any healthcare worker out there, this isn't a job that became knowledge just as a on-the-job training. Every one of us paid to go to school to become this education, to get the education to be able to help others. And our EMTs and paramedics are no different than the nurses or the doctors that wanted to accomplish all the same thing. And that's a big part of it, and I see that in every one of our staff. None of them have complained about taking calls. None of them have complained about what's in the future and am I going to get exposed or am I going to take it home to my family. They're all here doing their job every single day. And we applaud that as management to our staff that's here. And we're very appreciative of them wanting to continue to work.
Well, I will applaud you on behalf of this community, on behalf of Butler County. Not that I was designated to do so, but since I have you on the radio with me, I will applaud you all for what you do. And I will say thank you on behalf of this community for being out there on the front lines as a part of many teams that are out there. And so thank you. Thank you for what you do every single day. And keep going. And it's day by day, but you are also on the front line. So thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. We appreciate the recognition.
Gene, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us before I let you go?
We just want everybody to be safe. We're trying to make sure our crews get home safe. And so all the public, if they can help us out by honoring the guidelines, we can hopefully, as it's a nationwide thing, they think that this could be slowed down by doing that. So by slowing things down, less numbers for us to transport creates less exposure for our staff. That would be very helpful.
Gene Troyan, Director of Operations with the Butler Ambulance Service. I know there are plenty of other ambulance services out there throughout Western Pennsylvania and serving people. And so on behalf of everyone, thank you very much for speaking to us today and giving us a picture of what it's like for you all. And again, we appreciate what you do. Thanks, Gene, for joining us.
Thank you.